Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm Lily Jamali. Here in Northern California, the utility PG&E is out of bankruptcy. The company entered into Chapter 11 in January 2019, weeks after the Camp Fire, which killed 86 people and wiped out much of the town of Paradise. While some have stayed in the region, hoping to rebuild, many are starting over in other places. In January, we told you about researchers at Chico State who've been using postal data to figure out where everybody went. Back then, Peter Hansen showed me a map that displayed how people were scattered all over California and the U.S. As we were talking, I asked him this. Hey, what do you think's going on with this in Tennessee?
That's very bizarre. There's this one kind of outlier in Tennessee that has, I want to say there's 20 people there or so. So I don't know what it was about that place, but a lot of people went there.
The cluster was in and around Crossville, Tennessee, a town of just 12,000 people. So in March, just before the pandemic prompted everything to shut down, I went there to learn why some campfire survivors now call the area home.
Well, this room was dark navy blue.
It was the color of the garage.
Dan and Sherry Wentland are showing me around their house, which sits on 24 acres in Crossville. Unlike their home in Paradise, where they ran a construction business for almost five decades, they didn't build this place, but they love it. And they're already thinking about how to add to it, starting with the guest room.
This and my wife wants me to put a kitchenette here so that if we have...
They get lots of visitors. The Wentlands moved here about a month after the campfire.
It is a darling little town.
On a ride into the heart of Crossville, Dan tells me how it happened so quickly. 2 days after the fire, as Paradise was still smoldering, Dan drove in and got a look at the damage. He was once the mayor and saw countless homes, businesses, and churches that he and Sherry had built over decades destroyed.
I just said, this will never be my town in my lifetime again. And so I just made that decision. We're gone. I just said, we're leaving. We're not going to stay here. It'll never be what we knew again, ever. So we chose to leave. And then over the next few weeks, we decided on Tennessee, flew out to Tennessee, found a beautiful home. That became our home.
Dan took to Tennessee almost right away. He went to high school here, and his uncle and brother were already living here. But for Sherry, it didn't feel like home until a recent road trip.
There was part of me that still felt like, if we come back, is the house going to be there, you know? And then when we were headed home, we were both saying, well, we're going to be glad to get out of the car and get home. It felt like going home then.
Home wasn't here. Paradise anymore. It was here. Yeah.
Now, a couple of friends and Sherry's mom and sister have moved to the area, too. In March, when I visited, the Wentlands organized a reunion of the Paradisans, as Dan calls them, who now live in and around Crossville. For Veda Bouffard, the reunion puts her back in touch with people she hasn't seen since the fire.
That's who I wanted to see. How are you? I was so surprised to hear you ended up here as well. What have you been doing besides moving to Crossville? Oh, my gosh.
And for Jesse Arnold, it creates an opportunity to make new friends.
Hi.
I'm Veda.
Hi, I'm Jesse.
Hi.
Well, it's unbelievable because I don't know any of these people. It's like, how did you all end up here?
For Bouffard, a big draw was that so many people here are devout. It feels like Paradise decades ago when she first arrived.
I didn't know anybody in Paradise when I moved there either. But there was a church on every corner instead of a bar on every corner, and I think the same for Tennessee.
The Wentlands' longtime friends Randy and Gwen Harris are also here. Randy says when it came time to rebuild, they decided their money would go farther in Tennessee than around Paradise, where housing costs skyrocketed after the fire.
We came here to visit our dear friends, and when we saw the price of homes, we just couldn't refuse.
Today's reunion comes as severe storms and tornadoes dominate the news here. Days earlier, a series of deadly twisters swept through the state. One of them narrowly missed Crossville. Here's Jesse Arnold.
And I was just weepy all day, you know, because of it. And I hadn't really experienced any PTSD that I'm aware of after the fire until that happened.
And Gwen Harris.
After watching the tornado, the news, I just said, I can't watch any more of this. It's just too upsetting. And especially when you hear that there were younger people lost and children, and that's just a heartbreaker.
But then the conversation turns to their stories of getting out of the disaster they lived through in Paradise. Gwen Harris even manages to find humor in her husband's first reaction to hearing the town was on fire.
Randy first thing said, I'm going to call Dan. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call Dan. Dan will know. Dan was always kind of like the Superman in Paradise.
Dan Wentland's mission has been convincing Veda Bouffard, whose home he built in Paradise, to leave her rental an hour away and move even closer.
As a tease, he's said he would build my house if I moved to Crossville.
Oh, we would love to have her here. She's been our friend forever. We would love to have Veda here. Yeah, we built a lovely home for her.
I'm going to have to build again.
Yeah, and I might do it. We'll see.
Bouffard's next house will be what she calls her get-old home.
I don't know why everybody ended up in Tennessee, but here we are. Little paradise.
Thank you to the Wentlands and everybody who shared their stories with me in Tennessee. Do you love the California Report? We're looking for listeners like you to participate in a short survey so we can better serve you. Help us by visiting kqed.org/TCRsurvey. That is the California Report for this Monday, July 6th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Lily Jamali. Thanks for listening.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation, acknowledging the vital work of local public health departments to keep Californians safe during the pandemic, on the web at chcf.org. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose Fund for Strategic Innovation supports transformative ideas that benefit humanity while protecting the natural world, recognizing through science the interdependence of all living systems, and Personal Capital, offering remote telefinance services with financial advisors and digital financial planning tools. PersonalCapital.com.
Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.